Creeping, my baby, true little baby, she's my baby, my baby, can't stand no fussing, my baby, oh no, she can't stand no fussing, my baby. None of that hollering and cussing, my baby, true little baby, she's my baby. Let my juice out there.
Thank you. can't stand no fooling, my baby. And oh no, she can't stand no fooling, my baby. And oh no, she can't stand no fooling. And when she's hot there, ain't no cooling, my baby. True little baby, she's my baby. Oh yeah, she's my baby. She's my baby. True little baby. Kenny Neal from Baton Rouge. Kenny from his disc Blues Falling Down Like Rain. That one came out back in 1998. Kenny's had a number since, had a number before this disc came out. Kenny doing a great treatment of a Willie Dixon composition made famous many years ago by Little Walter. Kenny on guitar and blues harp, also originally from Baton Rouge. Prior to hearing Kenny, we heard Buddy Guy from 1967 doing a number he called Going to School. Stevie Ray Vaughan would later cover it as Mary Had a Little Lamb, which actually it, of course, was. And we're going to stick with, before we head west, we're going to listen next to yet another Baton Rouge blues artist. This time, Larry Garner. He has been heralded for years for his original blues. He writes a lot of material dealing with contemporary issues. From his disc, Once Upon the Blues, here's Larry Garner with a complaint about traffic.
When you're driving down the highway, whether it's night or day, some folk can't read the sign to do what it says. Slow traffic, keep right. If you are slow traffic, keep right. It really doesn't matter what country or state you're in. There's always somebody committing that highway sin. Makes me wonder where you took driver's ed. When the teacher was talking, I bet you were sleep instead. Slow traffic, keep right. If you were slow traffic, help me y'all, keep right. Drivers got road rage on their mind. Some folks out there act like they can't see or read the sign. We all buy gas and pay tolls like you do. You don't own a highway, we all pay taxes too. Slow traffic, keep right. You know you're slow traffic, y'all help me. Keep right. I respect old ladies, and I respect old men. But when you holding up traffic, you ain't my highway friend. I give everybody benefit of the doubt. And if you don't think you're slow or traffic, check your rearview mirror. I'll just slow a traffic. You need to keep right. Slow a traffic. Come on, y'all, tell them to keep right. get over in the left lane. Been hanging in this lane for the last 5 miles. I know he see all these cars back up behind him. Guess I just passed on the wrong side. Look at that. No wonder they holding up traffic. Got a Pekingese driving. Man, what you doing with a dog behind the steering wheel? And look at this little old lady. Little arthritic thing. I got a bird threw up in the acne. Huh. She must think she in Australia or South Africa or Japan or England somewhere. She don't know she in America over here. Slower traffic keep right. Over there, slower traffic keep left. And what this 18-wheeler gonna pull right out in front of me going uphill trying to pass this truck? Man! Keep right. Slower traffic. Keep right. Man, hand me one of them stress tabs, man. Give me one of them vitamin B's now.
Mickey Champion from a disc called What You Want that came out in 2002. Mickey along with the slide guitar on that track, Keb Moe. Mickey, originally from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Decades ago, she moved out to the West Coast and started a musical career there. Before we heard Mickey, we heard Larry Garner from Baton Rouge and from a disc called Once Upon the Blues. Larry doing one of his many compositions, a number called Slower Traffic, Keep Right. We just heard Mickey Champion here on KRVS. She was one of a whole lot of musicians from the South and Southwest that ended up going out to the West Coast in the 1940s and early 50s. And we're going to turn to a couple of others just like that. Many of them had gone there because of a lot of movement towards the coast during World War II, with a lot of war industry going on there. Some of them, of course, were in the military and stationed out there. Case in point would be someone from Oklahoma of African-American and Choctaw Indian parents. Name was Lowell Fulson. Lowell had a recording career that lasted roughly half a century, started in 1946. He was stationed out in California in the U.S. Navy, and when he got out of the Navy, he started recording for Bob Geddes back then. Here he is, Lowell Fulson on guitar and vocals with a number called Blues Around Midnight.
Wondering why I sing my blues. When you're sitting down and wondering why I sing my blues. Been around a long time, I paid my dues. Every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues. When you see me wearing it, you are hate to lose. I'm gonna pack my my bags, moving on down the line. I'm going to pack my bags, moving on down the line. Well, there ain't nobody worrying, ain't nobody crying. Trouble, I've had my share. Every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues. When you see me worrying, it's you I hate to lose.
From 1996, that was Charles Brown on piano and vocals with a rendition of Every Day I Have the Blues. Brown, originally from Texas City, Texas, he had a bachelor's degree in chemistry. He had been classically trained in piano, taught high school, ended up working in defense industries, and was eventually transferred out to the West Coast, where he launched his career in music with Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. He broke off from them, and from late 1940s until the early 1950s, he was really, really cruising on the top of the R&B charts. And he had a comeback in the 1990s, Charles Brown, again doing a rendition of Every Day I Have the Blues. And that was a tune that Lowell Fulson put on the charts many years ago. He took that one up to number three on the R&B charts back in 1950, and we heard Lowell Fulson, of course, before hearing Charles Brown. Lowell Fulson was instrumental in that sort of forming that new school of what was to be a West Coast style of blues. A lot of great horn work, beds of horn phrasings and dynamic vocals, hot guitar, things sort of pioneered to some extent prior to this by T-Bone Walker, and very, very modern blues of the time. Charles Brown's blues was the same sort of thing, except his was often more cocktail loungy blues. We heard a fairly dynamic arrangement, though, from him on that last tune. That last tune, although brought to the blues charts by Lowell Fulson, was originally based on a Memphis Slim composition. We're going to turn to Slim now. He was, of course, obviously from Memphis, 1939. He went to Chicago and worked out of Chicago till 1962, whereupon he left for Europe and stayed there for the rest of his life. Here is Memphis Slim along with Matt Guitar Murphy on guitar doing a number called Wish Me Well.
Well, I feel kind of lonesome since my baby put me down. To me, the world, I just said, just a big old lonesome town. But that's all right.
Won't bring sadness, and every smile.
from 1965. That was Little Milton, Milton Campbell. We've got the winning hand. Campbell, an architect of really, really great sort of hot soul blues. His recording career started when he played guitar behind Willie Love back in 1951, Love based out of Jackson, Mississippi. And it was, though, maybe two or three years later that Little Milton was recording at Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. And we heard prior to Little Milton, we heard Memphis Slim. He was originally part of the Chapman family, John Chapman, his real name. Memphis Slim from a disc called Memphis Slim USA. Slim doing the title track along with guitarist Matt Guitar Murphy, whom a lot of you may well remember from the two Blues Brothers movies. Memphis Slim passed away in 1988. Again, he had been living in Paris since about 1962 or so. Before his death, the U.S. Senate honored him with the title of Ambassador at Large of Goodwill, and the French government bestowed upon him the title of Commander of Arts and Letters. Memphis Slim. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now we're going to take a look at some of the music going on around the area throughout the weekend and into next week and, well, actually beyond. Tonight, David Egan is having a CD release party, and that takes place at Artmosphere. Performing along with David will be Dej Legg and Michael Juan Nunez. Also this evening, the Modern Jazz Movement plays at Blue Dog Cafe. The Pine Leaf Boys will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Little Walter appears at Imonelli. Donnie and the Pool Dudes will be at McGee's Landing. Lerone Rubin plays Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow night. Also this evening, Scott Allenstag will be at Ms. Bano's, Jambalaya at Randall's. Kurt Boudreau plays Tokyo Sushi Live tonight and tomorrow night. The Dan DeSandro Trio will be at the Poor Bar and Winery in River Ranch. Also this evening, the Odd Fellows, Onion Loaf, and Brass Mimosa will be at the Wild Salmon. And also this evening, Dr. John is playing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, but that is a sold-out concert already. So if you haven't got a ticket, you're out of luck on that one. But nice to see Dr. John playing in town. Tomorrow morning, Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Breaux Bridge. Every Saturday afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. Tomorrow evening, Blazing Saddles and Loaded 44s will be at Artmosphere. The Onlys, the Mercy Brothers, and Double Wide play Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow. Caleb Elliott will be at Blue Dog Cafe. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew perform at Agave Mexican Grill and Cantina. And Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sounds will be at Liberty Theater in Eunice. And, of course, KRVS broadcasts that concert live. Wayne Toops plays La Poussière in Breaux Bridge tomorrow night. Also tomorrow night, Yak, Culture Kill, and High Octane will be at the Wild Salmon. And there's a blues jam tomorrow night with Ronnie Weiss leading it at Wawee's on the River in Milton. Sunday, Sassafras Jubilee plays for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. The Jambalaya Cajun Trio will be at Café des Amis. Ryan Seymour plays McGee's Landing Sunday. Jamie Bergeron, Whiskey River. Delta Drifters play Artmosphere. Also on Sunday, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys will perform for Rabaldi Dimanche at Vermilionville from 1 to 4 p.m. Every Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere and Jazz Night at Ms. Bano's. And just about every Wednesday night, there's a Cajun Jam at Blue Moon Saloon. And for fans of Marcia Ball, she will be performing at the Crowley Opera House coming this September 27th. Just a heads up on that. As mentioned, David Egan is having a CD release party tonight. His latest CD is self-titled, and it's a great effort. It's charting on one of the most significant and prestigious of the blues charts. Here's David on piano and vocals, along with on guitars Bruce McDonald and also Buddy Flatt, a number called Root Beer Baby.
So sweet and fine. Oh, that chocolate root beer, baby. sweet affair. I will spend my last $2 with that little Charlie Root baby and I. Ain't no cherry phosphate, ain't no strawberry field. Make every soda bum in a drugstore wipe his mouth and said she will. Oh, that Charlie Root baby. I'm sure enough drink you down. I ain't had no treat this morning. I know you're the sweetest treat in town. Sitting on the counter, you didn't have no straw. I reached around for a spoon, but I couldn't find no draw. Oh, that Charlie Root beer, baby. I was so not drink you down. Sugar, when your soda fine man come round.
my mama Friday hard. The reason why she did it, baby, he couldn't steal no law. He's a blessed.
Sugar Ray Rayford from a brand new disc called Dangerous. That, of course, a number entitled Depression Blues. Sugar Ray, originally from Texas, he's been out in Southern California for a number of years now. And we heard, prior to Sugar Ray, we heard a track from another brand new disc, David Egan's self-titled release. We heard David Egan on piano and vocals. Again, doing a number called Root Beer Baby. David Egan, of course, is very well known as a songwriter. He's had music recorded by Etta James, to all sorts of people over the years, and including two or three songs by John Mayall. I think it's a total of three, but I can't recall the third one at the moment. We're going to turn to an example of that, the title track to John Mayall's disc Wake Up Call, that track written by David Egan. Here's John Mayall along with Mavis Staples assisting on vocals and Mick Taylor on lead guitar.
John, it's Mick calling. There's no way I can make this session tonight. It's just too late. I mean, you've known me since I was 17 years old, so there's a good reason why I can't come.
Sleep, so don't make my wake up call too soon. Working past the wee hours, laying to every seat that's sold, trying to sing my song. Lord, I've been so long searching for that moment of gold. Yeah. I once saw me a morning brighter than a baby. So far away, and my dreams is coming apart. 11:30, wake up call, and my head's about to split in two.
Well, well, now
see the light of day peeking through the shades. Oh, my brain's about to come unglued. Working past the wee hours, the small. It's sleeping that I like, flat out on my back, but it won't be no time at all till that wake up call. Yeah.
I'm a drunken-hearted man. My life seems so misery. I'm the poor drunken-hearted man. My life seems so misery. And if I could only change my way of living, it would mean so much to me. I've been dogged and I've been driven ever since I left my mother's home. I've been dogged and I've been driven ever since I left my mother's home. And I can't see no reason why I can't leave these no good women alone. That she could. My poor father died and left me, and mother did the best she could. Every man likes that game you call love, but it don't mean no man no good. I'm the poor, drunken-hearted man, and seeing what the cause of it all.
Don't play it now.
I'm the drunken-hearted man, and seeing what the cause of it all. But the day you get weak from no good women, that's the day that you surely fall.
Peter Green with a rendition of Drunken Hearted Man, an old Robert Johnson tune from the 1930s. Peter Green, of course, was the guitarist that replaced Eric Clapton back in 1966 in John Mayall's Blues Breakers. Green also was one of the key members of Fleetwood Mac and is making great music for decades. We heard John Mayall prior to hearing Peter Green. We heard John Mayall doing the title track to the disc Wake Up Call. That disc came out in 1993. And again, the tune was written by David Egan. David Egan is playing tonight, having a CD release party at Artmosphere. Peter Green also mentored the Irish blues guitarist Gary Moore. Moore was famous for his band Thin Lizzy and, of course, for a lot of great blues. We're going to turn to the late Gary Moore next here on KRVS from his disc entitled Bad For You Baby that came out back in 2008. Here's Gary Moore with a cover of Someday Baby.
Well, I find myself a woman. Better find yourself a man. The blues ain't nothing but a bother on your mind. I said the blues ain't nothing but a bother on your mind. When I thought you was loving me, you were leaving me all the time. On me behind.
Again, the late Gary Moore with a rendition of Someday Baby from his disc, Bad For You Baby.